choices that you make right now is going to determine the next 40 years of your life. Young people today, they take, I'm going to be here forever. But my little brother, remember, he got shot at 18.
I see my brother lay on the ground like he's still alive with a bullet in his head, and they just started doing autopsies. No, we come from communities where they say, we'll retaliate. And I'm looking at my mom and grandma crying. We ain't even got to the funeral. Now, if I go do something stupid, my life throw it away. A lot of y'all throw y'all life away by association.
Now, to some people, that was a short life, but if you ask one of us that's in our 40s or 50s, God give me 18 more years, that's a long time. Right, coach? It's all about how you look at it. These 4 years right here, the choices that you make right now is going to determine the next 40 years of your life. I tell my kids all the time that I work with, you got your whole life to make a choice to work at McDonald's. They always gonna start you off minimum wage. You got your whole life to be average. You got 4 years of your life to try to be great in high school. Because without nothing in high school, if you don't invest here, 9 times out of 10, you're not investing in college to get. Because you didn't put nothing in the tank 4 years early. So if you're a freshman, your clock just started. If you're a sophomore, you're down to 3 years. A junior, you're down to 2. So you seniors, you got 9 months to try to make this end right. And college is not for everybody. But you still got 9 months of structured discipline, commitment, will to make your next 40 years of your life. Because you're going to learn lessons out here on a football field that you're going to have to use in life. So there has to be a commitment. And y'all are committed. But it's every day. I tell my kids all the time, when I was your age, everybody in the country knew who I was at my position. Don't tell us how good you are. Show us. Don't tell us you want to do something and you're not committed. I can tell by the way you go in the weight room, by the way you work. I can tell by the way you run. Because you want to be good. Every one of y'all in this room that's out there, you should want to be the best at what you do. Don't strive. Everybody get mad at Kobe Bryant because he want to be like Michael Jordan. They say he's the best. Who wants to be like the second? Nobody remember number two. To number one choice, and the best choice I made in my life was the company that I kept. You think I ain't have a chance to smoke weed? Think I have a chance to drink? You think I have a chance to put a gun in my hand and do the wrong thing? It was there for me too. But my commitment to change my family structure was bigger than the bad choices that people normally make. So a lot of times we want to do things to fit in. I never was that guy.
Every time we give y'all some of our time, we give you a part of our life we'll never get back. Time is something you can never get back. So when you come out on this field, I tell my kids every day, when you put this helmet on right here, you take a chance at being paralyzed down there. This thing right here they call football, and this 100 yards and this 52 yards wide, it changes lives. Corey Fuller was a poor little kid from the project. I learned all my life lessons right here. You don't see us walk around without hats with. You don't see none of us with bills in our hands and with a joint in our mouth. Life is bigger than stuff you see going on in your community. I tell our kids all the time, what you see, not what you have to be. God has blessed you with a great gift. Each one of y'all got a gift. You got to tap into it, but you got to find your why you do it. There's too much time put into this to just be coming. There's too much time put into this just to say I'm on the team. Nobody, and no coach does this to lose. So no player should do it.
Understand that we are in this together. God has a picture, and it's a big picture for your future. I can't make it for you. You gotta want to make it for yourself. You understand?
Yes, sir.